With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Scary day in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Are you ready? On you.
Ready?
Move!
Go.
Move!
Go!
Hawkeye's here.
Hawkeye's here. Move
it to the stand. There, get ready.
Are you ready?
Thousands of people around Donald Trump today when apparent gunshots rang out somewhere from the crowd or nearby. The president, former president, quickly grabbed his right ear. There was blood seen on his face. Within seconds, he was totally surrounded by Secret Service agents and before long was seen shaking his fist defiantly as he was escorted off stage. We've been told now that Mr. Trump is being treated at a medical facility nearby. He is reportedly doing very fine and is also in good spirits. We'll emphasize something right now. The Secret Service is not calling this a shooting, though most people swear they heard 10, maybe 11 shots. Again, it is not classified as a shooting right now. Rather, the Secret Service is calling this an incident today, again, in Butler, Pennsylvania. That's a small community just outside of Pittsburgh, where the former president had been scheduled to address 15 to 20,000 people, many of whom had been waiting since the early morning hours. Mr. Trump had been showing off a chart of a border crossing numbers when the shots, so-called shots, began to ring out throughout the crowd. He could be seen quickly grabbing his right hand and then fell or ducked behind the risers. The agents quickly moved in. This is SRN News. Israel has no chief rabbi.
For the first time in about 100 years, the Jewish state is without an occupant of one of its most important offices. David Lau and Yitzhak Yosef, who are both serving jointly, have ended their 10-year terms, and there's no agreement on who is going to replace them. The office of chief rabbi has become a point of contention in Israel, and the 150-member council of rabbis and public officials that have to select a replacement just can't seem to agree on the next one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Swiss museum has pulled down five paintings, including a Van Gogh and also a Monet, after the foundation that owns them called for a deeper look at their origins. This follows the establishment of new U.S. guidelines on how to handle artworks once confiscated from Jewish families by the Nazi. State Department issued new guidelines on looted art in March of this year. This is SRN News. Okay, recapping once again now the latest that we have from Butler, Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh today. Donald Trump's campaign says he is, quote, doing fine. He has been treated at a nearby medical facility. It is still not clear. It has not been confirmed whether Mr. Trump was shot or if he maybe picked up a little piece of shrapnel or maybe when he fell. But their blood was there, and some people say they heard up to 10 or 12 shots. We have one report now that says one person has been killed. It is not known if that person was a bystander, a fan perhaps, or if it was a gunman. Again, that has not been confirmed by the Secret Service. More details at srnnews.com.